LeBron James is one of the most successful basketball players in the NBA, considered by many to be one of the best players to ever play the game. While his achievements in the league have made him a legend, it now seems like what LeBron did outside of the league might destroy that legacy. Ever since the Diddy raids and arrest happened, people have been taking a second look at those who hung around Diddy. It turns out that LeBron not only attended those parties, but he was also seen publicly praising them. Now, past allegations made against LeBron are resurfacing, which might suggest that LeBron is just as bad as the diddler. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about LeBron James. Let's get right into it. One thing that people are finally realizing in 2024 is that these celebrities they love so much aren't as innocent as they appear. They put up this wholesome family-friendly image, but behind the scenes, they're going to Diddy freak-off parties, participating in degenerate behavior. This year, we have seen this time and time again. Men and women who try to present themselves as good moral people, but in reality, they're far from it. Like we recently saw with Diddy and the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. Both men who carried themselves as respectful businessmen and moguls, only to find out they were both hosting freak-off parties, forcing people to do all kinds of disturbing things. If you haven't realized it yet, it isn't just Diddy and the CEO that behave like this in the industry. Most of these celebrities are up to these shenanigans. One man who is praised so much and has built himself a family-friendly brand, but might not be so family-friendly, is no other than the king of the NBA, LeBron James. While over the years, LeBron has managed to keep his name out of controversy, that all changed this year, as when Diddy went down for hosting his disturbing parties, the internet dug up old clips of LeBron praising Diddy's parties from back in 2020. LeBron told the world happily while on Instagram Live with the diddler that there is no party like a Diddy party.
It's something that needs to be acknowledged, and what you're doing right now and giving everybody a light, man, this is an unbelievable thing, man. Like, hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party. Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party. So,
yeah, that's what's up. Hey, yo, check this out. The family's there. My family's here. If anybody in the family got a record request, want to hit a two-step, the Combs family and the James family dancing together.
Hey, listen. Your genre, what you done did, your plethora of music, any bad boy record that you ever did, we gonna vibe to. You know what
I'm saying? Okay, so we about to just turn around and vibe. And Bron, me, when this is done, we gonna drink a couple of bottles of the most premium wine. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Together and talk the most.
Please.
You please, know. We got to talk. Yeah. You dig? Yes.
As you heard for yourself, LeBron had no issues with admitting he loved attending those Diddy Wild parties. Since then, people have been asking what he meant by that comment, as the world now knows exactly what's going on at those Diddy parties. Was it the rampant substance use or the wild group hookup sessions that were going on at those parties that he was referring to? Or was it the sedating men and women and taking advantage of them? The people had questions that LeBron thought it would be best to ignore. This hasn't worked very well in silencing those who wonder if LeBron participated in some of the illegal activities Diddy is in jail for while at those Diddy parties. It has only added fuel to the fire, a fire that is currently burning up LeBron's reputation. A fire that burned brighter than ever when LeBron revealed he was stepping away from the Lakers due to personal issues. When the media put this out, people instantly assumed that LeBron was stepping away from the Lakers and the NBA because of those Diddy rumors. Maybe something was going to come out in the media that was gonna make LeBron look bad, so he got ahead of it. But when he returned to the Lakers after a few days, claiming that a foot injury kept him from playing, the rumors only got worse. I actually have a theory about all of this that I will get into later in this video, so make sure you stay to the very end. Even though the rumors were running rampant, there was still no solid proof that LeBron was anything like Diddy. Well, that was until past allegations made by a former WNBA player started to resurface. According to former WNBA player Cappy Pondexter, LeBron James might just be Diddy Jr. For those who don't know Cappy Pondexter, she was a former WNBA player. She played as a point guard from 2006 to 2018. She was a first round pick and a second overall draft pick. I don't know much about the WNBA, but apparently, she was a great player, as in 2011, she was voted one of the top 15 players in the league. Her allegations against LeBron were made back in 2021, and recovered up, and it seemed to be connected to a situation that happened to her in 2020. Back in 2020, Cappy was arrested in LA for battery. When she was arrested, she refused to give the arresting officers her name, so she was booked as a Jane Doe. Eventually, she was released from jail, but she then went missing for a long while. She was eventually found safe. Sometime later, Cappy made some very alarming allegations against LeBron James. According to Cappy, LeBron had allegedly trafficked her, just like Diddy is known for.
LeBron James is a trafficker, nigga. That nigga is a trafficker. He is a fit trafficker. He trafficked women in real time. I ain't confused. I ain't that shit. Nigga tried to kill me for real. I just can get out of that shit. I've been missing for almost like 2 years. I didn't even know where I was at.
As you heard for yourself, Cappy claimed that LeBron allegedly trafficked her. She also claimed that he allegedly tried to take her out. Now, these are some extreme allegations that Cappy doesn't really provide any proof of. It's up to you whether you believe them or not. When she said this back in 2021, people just called her crazy and brushed off her allegations. They started claiming that she must have been taking substances and lost her mind. The only thing is, with these allegations resurfacing, looking at them in 2024, they seem to hold a lot more weight. We know this is exactly what Diddy was doing because Diddy is literally being charged with S-trafficking. S-trafficking he did to get people for his freak-off parties. LeBron already admitted he was at those parties and also told on himself when he claimed there ain't no party like a Diddy party. This alone gives way more credit to Cappy's claims, as honestly, we don't know what these people are doing behind the scenes, especially when they're around Diddy. In another video, Cappy called out LeBron and claimed they're all Satanists.
Didn't y'all see the shit? Go Google me, man. I was missing for real, in real time. I don't know what's hard to believe. All y'all gotta do is stop being lazy, stop gossiping, and go look up Cappy Pondexter. I'ma talk about it. I don't care. Y'all can't kill me. I'm immortal. You feel what I'm saying? Out here, sex trafficking out here. Shit crazy than a motherfucker. Man, you worship the devil, bruh. I don't with you, Satan ass motherfuckers. I don't care if I play with you. You worship the devil, my nigga. Shit real as fuck, man. Shit is out here in California. These niggas.
As you heard for yourself, Cappy claimed that LeBron was a Satanist, stating that he worships the devil. The former NFL player Larry Johnson actually backed up Cappy's claims. He posted a blog post of Cappy and wrote this on his Instagram story. Where do you think Masons in the Beaulieu learned that behavior from? From their York Scottish Rite Vatican counterparts. They call her crazy, but this would never hit MSM, which you can discern is not controlled opposition, and they try to cover him by sharing his love for his wife. Coincidentally, never envy your oppressor and choose none of his ways. Proverbs 3:31. Larry Johnson has been calling out the industry for years. He himself was once an NFL player and was a part of Jay-Z's Roc Nation. He recently went viral for telling a story about a party he was at with Beyonce. At that party, Larry Johnson alleged that he saw underage people at the party, claiming that Beyonce made a questionable remark about them.
Supposed to do this rap party for this photo shoot. We rented this house and we were watching LeBron play. And after the game, it had to be like 10 or 11 o'clock. So we getting ready to party. Mind you, it's all adults. There was a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old teenage Latin girl that was there. I think she had to leave because she had school and she had to do homework. But she brought her mother with her. So it was no funny business going on. I can respect that. So when 11 o'clock hit, we turned on the music, we started drinking. And then out of nowhere came these young children. I don't know where they came from. For a rap party at 11 o'clock at night, drinking, loud music, and us dancing wild. Like, I don't know where these kids came from. And then I happened to sit down because I was dancing with one of the assistants. And I sat next to this child, and the child sat next to Beyonce. So I hear B say something about, doesn't this look sexy, or isn't this sexy? And in my mind, and mind you, I'm not awakened as I'm awakened now. So in my mind, I'm like, what did she just say? And then I didn't pay no attention to it. And then, you know, obviously the liquor took hold of me and I had to leave. So I said bye to everybody and left. But those kids remained. I don't know if those kids were from the photo shoot themselves, but the fact that these kids came around adults during drinking hours or partying hours was already alarming to me. So when I hear something like this happens, I can't really discount it and say, oh, he could never do this, because I'm hearing stories. I've seen it with my own eyes and I've been in situations.
As you heard for yourself, Larry Johnson has no issues with calling out the industry. He's backing up Cappy's claims. And honestly, from my research into LeBron, I believe her too. See, on the internet, people often call these celebrities Illuminati members. When people hear someone is a part of the Illuminati, they call it a conspiracy theory and call that person saying it crazy. The thing is, these people aren't a part of the Illuminati. They are actually members of a very real organization called the Freemasons. Because people call everyone Illuminati, the public easily denies it and calls it all nonsense. The thing is, these celebrities are members of the Freemasons. LeBron James is a Freemason, and so are many of the NBA's biggest stars. Now, if I don't say it, I already know there's going to be people commenting that I'm wrong and the Illuminati is real. That is true. The Illuminati is real, but the Illuminati actually merged with Masonry right when it first started. See, Adam Weishaupt, the creator of the Illuminati, struggled when it came to developing rituals for the organization. So he instructed members of the Illuminati to join the local Masonic lodges in order to steal their rituals. He quickly learned that in order to get to the top rituals, they would have to go up in degrees. So eventually, all the Illuminati members joined the Masonic Lodge. When this happened, the head of the Masons in that sector granted the Illuminati their own branch. This is when the Illuminati became a part of Freemasonry. People think the all-seeing eye is the symbol of the Illuminati, but that's actually wrong. The Illuminati symbol was an owl. The Freemasons are the ones that actually use the all-seeing eye as their symbol. Many of these celebrities are actually Freemasons. The NBA is full of Freemasons. Even the creator of basketball, James Naismith, was a 33rd degree Freemason. This is why Shaq openly shows his Masonic alliance. LeBron has actually made it pretty obvious that he is a member of the Freemasons. LeBron has used Masonic hand gestures and Masonic symbolism in his career. Earlier in his career, he used to have an opening game ritual where he would throw baby powder in the sky and do a bunch of hand gestures. During that ritual, LeBron was seen doing several strange hand gestures that had nothing to do with basketball. LeBron would point up to the sky before making a triangle hand gesture and then doing the 666 hand gesture. All of these hand gestures have been linked back to the occult and Masonry. For example, the Freemasons are obsessed with numerology. They believe numbers hold important spiritual significance. LeBron is obsessed with the number 6. The number 6 in the Bible is considered the number of the beast. And according to Albert Pike, one of the most important Masonic leaders, the Freemasons follow Lucifer and they use the number 6 as a representation of him. And like I pointed out, LeBron's favorite number is 6. LeBron claimed that he had a connection with the number 6. He stated that the number 6 has been an important number in his life.
6. It's multiple reasons. One, because 23 is one of my favorite numbers as well. So, you know, 2 times 3 is 6. Also, my first son, October 6th, the 6th day of October, and my youngest son is June 14th, the 6th month of the year. So, you know, 6 has always been, you know, with me, stuck with me, even since I was like a kid for some odd reason, and then especially when I started having my family, and obviously I'm a big numbers guy too, so it's made a lot of sense.
As you heard for yourself, LeBron said out of his own mouth that he has a deep connection to the number 6. On top of this, LeBron actually has a Masonic tattoo on his chest. LeBron actually has the Beaulieu Masonic symbol tattooed on his chest. Some of you should remember that Diddy was also called out by one of his freak-off victims for being a part of the Beaulieu organization.
Diddy and Ross, which they're good buddies, okay? Mm-hmm. They're gay.
Who?
Both. Diddy and Ross. And Cannon. They're all gay.
Okay? DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, yeah. And Diddy? Yeah. They're all gay?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I know you may or may not. I know you're going to believe me. You have what's called the Illuminati. How do I know this?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How do you know this?
You know Sean Combs.
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
P. Diddy, whatever you call himself. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's part of what's called the Beaulieu. The Beaulieu is a branch of the Illuminati.
Okay.
As you heard for yourself, this man who was at the Diddy freak-offs as hired talent heard conversations in person that confirms that Diddy is a Beaulieu member. LeBron is also a Beaulieu member, and it's the reason he was so close to Diddy. Looking at all of this, it's not hard to believe that LeBron was up to the same behavior as Diddy. Cappy could indeed be telling the truth. You can continue to think all of this is just a conspiracy theory, even when the evidence is right in front of you, or you can open your eyes and see the truth for yourself. People called all the rumors about Diddy lies and conspiracy theories until they were all proven to be true this year. People defend these celebrities like they're defending themselves. They worship LeBron like a god because he plays basketball really well. LeBron is not a god. He's just a man like you and I. He wouldn't defend you because he doesn't care that you exist. These celebrities get away with doing so much because their fans idolize them. Now, in my opinion, I believe LeBron, like Jay-Z, is getting ready for a storm that's brewing. I believe LeBron is getting ready to leave the league because he knows his name might be named in one of these lawsuits. I believe they're reaching out to LeBron behind the scenes, trying to reach a settlement before the lawsuits get filed publicly. But LeBron knows if he pays one lawsuit, he gotta be ready to pay them all. So he's most likely not trying to pay any of them. This whole stepping away from the Lakers statement seems to be in preparation for this storm that is coming. If these lawsuits come out and the NBA has to release LeBron of his contract, it would tarnish his legacy. So they are preparing it to look like LeBron is injured or just retiring and stepping away from the league. This is just my theory, but I am quite sure that LeBron might be facing lawsuits himself. It's why he's been so quiet, hoping to make it out of this one without being called out. In my opinion, I believe LeBron isn't as innocent as he appears. We know birds of a feather flock together. No matter what you try to convince yourself of, these celebrities are all like Diddy. Stop worshiping a man and start worshiping our one true God. Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.